the jetties of Byron Bay. Look across the beach and the surf towards the Julian Rocks, or Nuffin Gully. Now look at the image below. What is missing? There is no jetty with a ship alongside. The old timber jetty, built in 1888, extended nearly 400 metres into the sea. Cedar logs were the main freight loaded from this initially, but soon included dairy products, bacon, beef, sugar and bananas. By the mid-1890s, Byron Bay had become the principal passenger port on the north coast. Horses, and then a small railway engine called the Green Frog, pulled cargo wagons and passenger carriages along the jetty to and from the ship. As larger ships began to load and unload, this old jetty proved too short and the water too shallow for safe mooring. This was made emphatically clear in 1921 when the Wallingbar 1, attempting to clear its moorings at the jetty, became grounded and was wrecked on the beach. With completion of the new jetty in 1928, the old jetty was no longer used except as a platform for fishing from. It was then demolished in 1947. See the photo below. The new timber jetty, located well west of the town, extended 650 metres out to sea from the Blondel Beach and ended in 20 metres of water. The last 125 metres were widened to accommodate two large travelling cranes used to load the ships on both sides of the jetty and to lift the fishing boats from the sea onto the jetty for service and safety. In February 1954, large waves generated by a severe cyclone destroyed 200 metres of the seaward end of the new jetty, as well as the two large cranes and the majority of the fishing fleet. This damaged section was not replaced, and the cranes were not replaced. Byron Bay's 66 years as a significant port were over. When whaling began in 1954, the end of the new jetty was modified so that whales could be hauled from the sea onto the deck and transported to the nearby processing works. Whaling ceased in 1962, and after further storm damage in 1963, the new jetty was closed. It was then demolished in 1972.